congratulations on the win. How did you play?
Played really well today. It was nice to not have the wind. That's been quite a big factor of the last few days. So it was a relief that that died down today and the rain stayed off long enough for me to finish the match. So good day.
Tough playing somebody you know?
I think Amanda and I are the same age. She lives in Spain now, so I haven't seen her for a few years, so I wasn't sure what to expect, but she's had two good wins earlier on in the week. And she's a really great player, so I was pleased to finish it in two sets.
What about a height difference? Is it something a few people commented on as you walked on?
Yeah, I was trying to not cross the net at the same time, so it wouldn't be quite as obvious. I don't think she's short. I think it's just me. I'll take full responsibility for the height difference.
Does it make any difference to the ball that you receive?
Well, shorter people obviously have a low centre of gravity, so they can move around the court and the ball comes to me much lower, which on the grass I have to bend my knees anyway. So, but on the other hand, I get much more power and my serve's super effective on the grass as well, so pros and cons.
How are you feeling on the grass in general? Feeling nice and comfortable?
Yeah, it's my favourite time of year. Managed to win a match on clay at French Open qualies this year somehow, but not a clay court specialist, so very pleased to be on the grass.
What about here at the Aegon Trophy now? It's back on the calendar. You glad it's back?
Yeah, we used to play here a few years ago when the tournament used to be here at Surbiton, and I think a lot of the English players and the foreigners who used to play it as well, we're all pleased to have it back and not too far from Wimbledon here as well, so it's really great.
Is it quite nice to be in familiar surroundings?
Yeah, I think some of the players actually stay at Wimbledon this week as well and just travel each day from there. We actually stay with some friends down here, so yeah, it's really nice, and all the volunteers and everyone's been super nice and helpful, and we've got absolutely everything that we need.
The rest of the tournament, how are you feeling going forwards? Is it one game at a time, a cliche?
Yeah, literally, one point at a time. Both of the girls, I don't think they're finished yet, but both of them are really good players. One's the number one seed and the other one is two-time Wimbledon quarter-finalist. So they're both very good players, but if I serve well, then we'll see what happens.
Does that mean you alter your game plan, or do you go out and just play the best you can?
I think it comes with experience. You can't play the ranking, you just have to play the person on the other side of the net. But in women's tennis, anything can happen.
Well, just wish you the best of luck, and hopefully we're here talking once you've won your next round.
Yeah, great. Thank you very much.